And I'm joined by our pop culture critic, Craig Sylophant. And Craig, today we are talking about that new addition to the Alien family.
In Alien Romulus, it takes place like after the first Alien movie and before Aliens, the second movie, the James Cameron one. So in Alien Romulus, a group of young, basically indentured workers on this corporate mining planet figure out a way to escape to freedom that involves stealing cryosleep chambers from an orbiting derelict space station. Overall, I'm pretty positive about the film. It was a really fun theatrical experience. I'd say it's, you know, if you're a fan of these movies, it's worth spending your hard-earned money on. But I will also add that the movie itself left me a bit cold. So I'll say on the plus side, it's really well made. It's a great action horror. Lots of good jump scares. Decent characters. It looks really good. There's some really great ideas in the movie, like acid blood and zero gravity and stuff like that. You remember the aliens have acid blood?
Yeah, yeah.
It never feels like it's dragging. Now, I don't have anything overly negative to say about the movie, but it left me a bit cold. The reason for this is because it felt a little bit like a fan fiction alien movie, which I suppose it was. I think the director, obviously, like you and I, were a fan of these growing up. But it borrows so much from the first three or four movies that there's almost no surprises. And in some points, it's literally giving you the same like moments as, I don't want to spoil anything, but the same moments as some of those films and some cringy fan service. So I think if you haven't seen an alien movie before, or you just, you know, haven't really spent a whole ton of time around these movies, this might be the most exciting, cool horror sci-fi movie you've seen this year. If you have, your mileage will vary. I think you might still like it, but, you might be like, okay, yeah, I've seen this before. It was, you know, the first four Alien movies. So like I said, though, don't let me put you off too much. It's excellent. 100% worth seeing in the theater. And you can actually read my full review at craigsylophant.com.
The Democratic National Convention continues in Chicago weeks after the Republican convention. And he knew AI was going to creep its way into the campaign. And Donald Trump, I would say, throwing a Hail Mary with who he says is endorsing him.
Yeah. So former President Donald Trump has shared AI-generated images that falsely claim Taylor Swift fans and Taylor Swift are supporting his campaign. He made a post on Truth Social and had shared screenshots of four posts on X that purport to show a number of young women all wearing Swifties for Trump t-shirts. One of the screenshots claims Swifties are supporting Trump now after Taylor Swift canceled her concert in Vienna due to security concerns. And another image included the phrase, "Taylor wants you to vote for Donald Trump." "I accept," Donald Trump said in the post. I saw it the other day, but his post also appears to contain a mixture of real and AI-generated images that falsely suggest a widespread and coordinated movement of Swifties for Trump. So using a tool that's been created by this nonprofit company that detects the spread of election-related deepfakes, Wired Magazine found that many of the images shared by Trump show substantial evidence of manipulation. Though there was at least one public Swiftie for Trump that was real, there was one woman who had made a homemade t-shirt that said Swifties for Trump, and she's now selling them on Etsy, homemade. Now, Swift hasn't endorsed any candidates. She did endorse Biden in 2020. She has, in fact, strongly criticized Trump in the past, though. She slammed him for stoking the fires of white supremacy and racism during his presidency. And Trump has consistently shared AI-generated images, which is ironic, because last week he falsely claimed that the Harris campaign was using AI to artificially inflate crowd sizes at her rallies. But over the weekend, Trump also posted an AI-generated image on X of Harris speaking at the Democratic National Convention with a Soviet Union flag hanging over the crowd and stuff. So disinformation experts have warned about the threat posed to the integrity of elections in general because of these generative AI tools. And Wired Magazine also has tracked down hundreds of examples of content created using generative AI in elections around the globe, not just in America. So it's definitely a thing we're going to have to contend with, both in a maybe Trump meant to be funny in a funnier way versus like something that could legitimately be, you know, a force against democracy. So, we'll have to just keep vigilant to keep an eye on that stuff.
He's our pop culture critic, Craig Sylophant. You can also find his work at craigsylophant.com. Thanks so much for this, and we'll chat again soon.
Cheers.